Hi, my name is Thomas Astolfi, and I'd like to welcome you all to the Big Ideas Podcast. For listening in, the date is March 5th, 2018, and this is the first episode of Big Ideas. Today I just wanted to take some time and talk about some things I might find a little bit personal about myself and, you know, tell you what I have in mind for the year coming forward. I found that in this past year so far, 2018, that I've had a lot of opportunities to grow up and progress in who I am, and I found that podcasting as an outlet might be something useful to me. Now, when I was thinking about my goals for starting up this project, I really didn't have much in mind except for, you know, really trying to put myself out there more so and influence others with my ideas and my opinions, which is something that, you know, a lot of people might find a little frightening at first to really speak up and share what they have to say about something, because oftentimes you'll find, you know, your ideas become ridiculed by others, or you might find less value in your ideas than you might have normally otherwise have. And I think all of these things are powerful insights, because, you know, an idea is just that. It's an idea. It's not quite a reality. It's not something you have to live by. It's just an idea. And these ideas are what really, really define you as a person, and you need to be flexible in them. You can't have an idea and say that this idea is now who you are. It's not who you are, it's a part of who you are. It's a smaller step along the way in achieving an ideal of yourself, and you need to build on those ideas. You need to expand them. You need to test them. You need to have them even sometimes shattered and proven to be false. Otherwise, you know, you'll never be able to accept yourself or learn or improve from your mistakes or your false ideas of the past, you know? So in that regard, if we let our ideas define who we are rather than who we want to be, I think that really does lead down a treacherous path in defining ourselves or labeling our ideas or boxing them into these broad categories that don't necessarily get at the depth or complexity of what we really might have to offer. And I think that's a tragedy in selling ourselves short of what we really think about something. You can't just say, this is okay, I believe in it. You have to know it for yourself. You have to really truly invest in your ideas, make them your own, make them unique, something that somebody might want to listen to or engage with. You can't be so solid-minded in that I'm right in thinking this, because every time you start to come and think you're closer to being right, you only turn around and realize that you're that much further from the truth. And in making these realizations, you will quickly find yourself sort of lost at some points and not necessarily knowing who you are anymore. And I feel like that is what frightens people the most. Honestly, that's what frightened me the most, is not having a solid idea of what I thought about things, you know? I would think to myself, and I would see a problem, and that's all I could see it for, was the problem. I could not see past my ideas or myself or the image, the perspective I had of something. It always had to come from my ideas. And it wasn't until I tried to give up that perspective until I forced myself to think outside the realm of what I would normally judge something under. I had to rework the way in which I thought about things, the way in which I discussed my ideas, the way in which I listened to other people. Because when you always think you're right, you are always wrong, because we can never know the things we know to be true. There's no way to ever know the truth of something unless we find it to be true to ourselves. And we believe it in high regards, in very full regards, and not just because we have to believe it or because somebody else told us that that is what we are supposed to believe in, but because us ourselves, our own being, created these ideas out of being proven wrong, out of finding ourselves to be right. These ideas, these concepts of ourselves that we build out of the reality we experience are then what we can use to define us and what we can use to communicate with others. But only until you're able to create that paradigm of a self that you find worthwhile, a self that you respect, a self that has ideas that you can find value in, I think you're lost. And I think you're lost in a world with many complexities, a world in which you'll fail to understand or find truth in, because you're constantly living under a notion that your ideas have to be labeled or defined and categorized as a part of a bigger group. True individuality, true Americanism, comes out of supporting each other in our unique ideas. And I can say, for one, I've been less than favorable towards others in respecting their ideas, but I hope that I can improve in that regard. I hope that I can escape the labeling of other people and their ideas, and I hope that we can try and find value and truth within all of them, and that somehow we can reach a consensus or an answer to these deep fundamental questions that are dividing our country right now. Now, I can't lie to myself and oversimplify things here and saying that I know all the answers or that a simple idea will change anything for that matter, really, but nonetheless, the aim in doing such is to really make an impact or to change the way I might think, even to myself, about things. And this is no easy process. This is no easy process. And it takes all of us, it takes everybody being involved and being aware of these issues to really address them. And that is something important to me. That is something that I will pursue on my own time and my own livelihood, is spreading awareness and generating a clear consensus of the issues and dealing with them in that regard. We can't keep beating around the bush when it comes to these things. We can't keep pretending or acting like we've fixed a problem that's there when we haven't done anything. We haven't hit the tip of the iceberg yet. This is just the beginning. This is where we're starting things off, and we need to have people on board with the idea that your ideas aren't labeling people and defining them under categories. That is my biggest point I can make within this opening podcast, is that we need to learn to have ideas, and we need to learn to have those ideas taken apart, pulled apart, in some ways even rejected by others. But then past that, we can't choose to be upset. We can't choose to roll over and say, well, now, oh, our idea is not going to work. Oh, it's too hard. Like, oh, we can't talk this out. It's not going to work. No, that's giving up. That's giving up. And we've done too much giving up. We've done too much giving in to that fear that keeps us complacent from actually moving forward and making progress. We can't be afraid that our actions will change things for the worse. We can't be afraid of that. what we have to be afraid of is that our silence, our inaction will only lead to further consequence. That is our biggest fear. That is the biggest challenge in America. That is the biggest challenge in the world. That has been the biggest struggle in humanitarian history, is inaction. Silence has led to violence and more discrimination. And you see the same things within time periods such as the civil rights era, where a group of people were complacent with the status quo because they benefited from how things were. And so long as you hold that position that you don't need things to change because you're okay with the way they are, then you're really not looking out for the common interests of the people, because there are things that need to change right now. There are things that we can fix, that we can address. And these are doable things. These are not things that are beyond human rationalization or correction. These are things that we can fix, and that should inspire people. That should really get other people out there thinking other than me, you know, like, what can we do? Literally, what can we do? And why are we not doing that? It boggles my mind that we get so caught up in this phase of discussion, argumentation, all because we simply choose to label our ideas instead of discussing the value of them. We need to discuss the value of the ideas and the practicality, the logical nature of them. We can't get caught up on the righteousness of our ideas, the moral standpoint we're coming at it from. No, we've been wrapped up in that argument for too long. Too long we've been wrapped up in that argument. There is right answers. There are better answers. There are things we can do to fix these problems. And anyone standing in the way of those solutions poses a problem. And not in the problem in that, you know, they're the enemy, but the problem in that they're unwilling to change their ideas or be flexible in their points of view enough so I will give to make any sort of realistic change in society. And I don't know how we go about doing this. I'm not sure how it's implemented, but that change starts on a personal level. That change starts with our ability to test our ideas, to really engage in discussion. And that's not easy. None of this is easy, but these are things we have to do, and we have to do them soon, because things aren't changing for the better. Things aren't changing because people aren't talking enough about them. Things will change if we talk about them. Things will change if we choose and we decide for them to change. We're not stuck with the way things are. We don't have to live in fear of these issues. We don't have to live with a broken society. None of this has to be the way anything is. Whenever someone tells you that that's just the way life is, and you have to deal with it because that's just the way things are, that's not the truth. That's not someone who's inspired by passion or by a vision of the future. That's someone who's been beaten down by life, who's been trodden by the hardships and heartbreaks that life has to offer. And it's hard when you've come up against such things in your life that might put you down, but you can't give up on that hope that society will eventually be a better place. You can't give up on that dream that what people might think of being a peaceful or a utopian society, like, it'll never be perfect, but it can always be better. And that is what we should strive for every day, is to continue improving. And if we follow in this pursuit, I have the faith that things will change, because I believe wholeheartedly in the good nature of people. I believe that people want to see good done in this world. And I'm not going to be ignorant either. I'm going to say that there's bad people in this world. But I don't say that in an absolute term. I don't say that ever in an absolute term about somebody, because at the end of the day, anyone who has ever done evil, anyone who has ever come up to a situation in their life where now they are the bad guy, I can almost guarantee
that their psychological circumstance was a result of either a shattered childhood, a broken situation, or a lack of someone to care, love about, or love them. And it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing to see hate and evil born out of such heartbreak and tragedy. But that's only more reason to care about each other. It's only more reason to try and make a positive change. If you say that there's bad people out there, that the world is just a cold, evil place, and the only way to protect yourself is a handgun in your back pocket, then you are giving in. You're giving in to the fear. You're giving in to the fear, and you can't give that up about yourself. You can't walk around every day with hate in your heart for the world around you, because it is such a burden to live like that. It's such a burden to have such hate towards the world. You should live in the moment and be proud and be happy that you just have this beautiful moment to exist, that you have the opportunity to create new ideas and visions and dreams, because these are all things that happen while you're alive, while you're here, while you have the chance now to do something, to really create something or be someone who's going to add value, who's going to contribute love, who's going to bring more peace to the world. That is why you're here. That is why life needs you to be that person, why the world needs people to not give in to the fear, because the more people we have afraid of hate, afraid of evil, they're only weaponizing the enemy. They're only giving the enemy power with their fear. You have to stand there and look somebody in the eye and tell them, I do not care if you kill me, because I love you and you're my brother. And if you're unable to do that, if you're unable to relinquish your hate for someone because you think they hate you, then that undermines your own purity. That undermines your own ability to say you're good. Because if you have the capacity to put harm onto other people, if you have the capacity, past that, if you have the willingness, the desire to defend yourself in a way that's going to end, kill, hurt, injure another person, then that is you're losing the battle. You are becoming the thing you seek to destroy. You are now the person with the gun ending someone's life. That is where you start is in the fear that life is just too much, that it's all too complicated, that it can't be figured out. It's not true. Stop telling yourself those lies about life. Stop telling yourself that it's all too much, because it's not. It's all doable. It's all right here in front of us. We have the power. We are the creators of our own world, our own society. We have the power to change ourselves, to change other people, to change the world. We have this ability. We have it. It's in all of our hearts, in our minds. It's what we want. It's what all of us want to believe in. But we can't ever see this goal if we give in to the fear. We can never, ever achieve this if we choose to be afraid. Afraid of others, afraid of ourselves, of our ideas. You can't be afraid. You have to know that together, that with the support of each other, we can overcome anything, and we can be better. We can be better people for it. We'll be right back. The track you've listened to today is Birds by Izzy. The link can be found in the description below the podcast. If you've enjoyed listening today, make sure to share these ideas with your friends. Share your own ideas with me. Or get out and just talk to somebody. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.